Pond. And good morning to you, Brigham Hoig.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, LaVon.
You bet. Of course, Brigham is the wellness coordinator for Cass County and also the manager of Produce in the Park. And, of course, Brigham, we have to talk about Produce in the Park today because opening day is almost here.
Yes, this Thursday.
We've been planning for a long time. Vendors have been planting for a long time. And so June 4th starts. Now, hopefully people know that a lot of changes had to be made because of the pandemic and because the governor says this is what we need to do. So for all of those reasons, let's talk about the major changes in how people are going to shop.
Yes. Okay. So the governor is not allowing live entertainment or activities or any gatherings. So you're not going to see any of the games, activities, live music, any of that. We are going to have the vendors line up along the park in the parking spaces. And we're going to have customers walking past along basically 6th Street there. The other thing that we are implementing this year is an online pre-order system, which allows customers to pre-order online. We've got a website. They just pre-order by midnight on Tuesday night, tonight, and then they get to drive through to pick up the purchases. And we're really excited about that option because that reduces a lot of contact with other customers and with the vendors and should help our market be less crowded. So anybody who can order online and is willing to try that, we really appreciate that.
So Brigham, tell us a little more about how am I going to order online? How do I get there? Of course, I'm sure I could use my phone, I could use my computer, or whatever the kinds of those things we have. But what's the first thing I need to do, and then what am I going to see?
Yes. Okay. So you either need to go to produceintheparkatlanticiowa.com. That's our website, www.produceintheparkatlanticiowa.com. Or visit our Facebook page, Produce in the Park Atlantic Iowa. And from there, we'll link you to our online store.
Does the online store have a name, or does it just say online store?
It's going to say local wine, Produce in the Park, because we're using local wine.
Okay.
But it's easiest, I think, if you just visit Facebook or the website and then click through from there.
Okay. Okay, then what's the next thing that I'm going to see and what do I have to do?
Yeah, then you're going to come to our online store. You are going to need to be sure that you register for an account because everyone who gets online needs to pay online via credit card or other payment at that point.
So like PayPal would work if that's something you use?
Gosh, I think so too.
So credit card.
Okay.
Somehow you're going to pay after you've ordered. Okay. And
you got
your account. Now what?
Right. Then you're going to be getting a message, and you will also be sure to choose a pickup time that's free in the online store, but that gives you a time to pick up. And one great thing about pickup time is we're offering pickup from 3:40. That's before the market starts at 4:30. 3:40 through 6 o'clock p.m. So we're hoping that gives a few more folks who are getting off work a little bit earlier just the chance to drive through, pick up, and get home.
Okay, so choose your time. And now we need to choose some goodies to eat.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, this week we've got early season items such as rhubarb, green onions, got a little bok choy in, a bunch of radishes. I will also say that this week we've got a lot of vendors who are selling a lot of plants for home gardens, and I think it's just fantastic because this is such a great year to home garden.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a new vendor, AP Market Garden, Dustin Potter, who has a number of plants. We've got Denise O'Brien with Rolling Acres Farm with a number of plants. And Sue's Country Garden also is bringing out a number of plants. So I'm excited, both flowers and vegetable plants for your home garden.
Okay, so will we see a list of vendors? Do we order by vendor or do we order by item?
Oh, you can actually do either way if you're ordering online. Yes, you can choose to view the vendor, you can choose to view by product category, which, you know, might be like honey or local meat or granola or produce.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned these other things, because we've been talking about plants, and we certainly are going to think about, you mentioned the various foods, radishes and rhubarb, but there are still some of those non-food, but of course locally produced, locally grown items such as the meat and the honey and so on, also available.
Yes.
So wide variety, just as it has been in the past. But what about baked goods? Do we have any yet at this point?
I do not believe we have any baked goods at this point. I should make one other note. We are not allowed to have vendors that are not related to food or farm products this year per the governor. So you will not be seeing craft items at the market this year. The one kind of handmade item you will see is that Brunco Farm is selling face masks. Emily has made face masks, and the governor is allowing face masks to be sold. So if you need a homemade face mask, you can get one there too.
All right. So lots of things to look at there online. Now, what if I don't have that capability? You know, there's still a few folks that either don't have the technology or say, I don't know how to do that. Are they left out of the market this year?
No, they are not left out. First, if you are high risk, if you are, you know, older or have other reasons why you're at high risk for COVID, we are opening the market from 3:30 to 4:30, drive through, pay with cash only, or cash or credit card only. Now, we really ask folks to only use that if you need it, because we cannot take everybody drive through for an hour early. But if so, we are happy to offer that. Okay. Also, we are allowing folks to walk up. So from the normal hours of 4:30 to 6:30, you can walk up to vendors. You're going to see their booths placed 6 feet back from the curb. The items are going to be 6 feet behind the tables where you will pick up the item, and that is for the safety that is required. But you can walk up. I just would really ask folks to have a lot of patience. This is not how we want to do business. This is the way we're doing business to make sure we keep our community safe and our market open.
Okay, so if I want to walk up or need to walk up, where should I park?
Great question. So this year, it would actually be easiest to park on Chestnut Street along the park. Now, I know there are only a smaller number of spots there, but there is additional parking maybe in the library parking lot or further up on Chestnut Street.
Okay, because you are only going to enter from the Chestnut Street side on the sidewalk, correct?
Yes, that is correct. We are having walking customers enter there. If you park on the library, we're going to route you through the park to walk back so that you are entering on the Chestnut side.
You're going to get a lot of exercise along with your good food this year. But that's, you know, that's part of being, usually the park is so nice, and it is just a nice time to be outside. So that's, you just have to think of that as a plus for all of these things going on. Now, if we're driving, we need to start where?
Right. If you have pre-ordered and you're driving through, then you will be entering on the public lots along Poplar. This is a little confusing, and I thanks everybody for patience as we work this out. But you'll basically go a little bit north of the park on Poplar. You'll see some public lots. We're going to have a number of people wearing bright pink shirts that say Produce in the Park, helping to direct traffic there as well. You'll come into those public lots, come down south towards the 6th Street there on the park, and then we'll have somebody routing you through past the vendors.
Okay, so 6th Street is closed, and the traffic is going to go from west to east, from Poplar Street to Chestnut. So just drive slowly and watch for those folks in the bright pink shirts, and just everybody, let's just have kind of a good time figuring this all out and working together on it.
Yes, thank you so much for everybody's patience.
Yes, it's a learning situation, and this will be on the 4th of June will be a good time to do that. Just review again, Brigham, those different times for different reasons.
Yep, okay. So you will want to, if you're going to pre-order drive-through, place your orders by midnight tonight. That's, you have all day Tuesday. We're giving our vendors a little bit more time to get your pre-orders ready as we get used to this system. Then, if you are at high risk and you are not able to order online, We are opening the market from 3:30 to 4:30, drive-through, pay with cash and check only, first come, first serve. Then normal hours, 4:30 to 6:30, the market is open and folks are welcome to walk up. We ask you to park and enter on the Chestnut side if possible, and really just give everybody space and have patience. We are lucky that we are able to have our farmers market open this year, but you know, it's not going to be the time to linger. It's the time to grab your local food and farm favorites and then just quietly get out of the park so that other folks can have a chance to shop.
This is the time to enjoy the food. That's what it's all about,
yes,
at Farmers Market. We want to thank you very much, Brigham Hoyg, who is the manager of Produce in the Park, and we'll hope to see you on June 4th. Until next time, here's a thought. Gratitude is a choice, an attitude, an approach towards life. Gratitude is a moment-to-moment celebration.